Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Catherine Cottery. We've got another winning session on Wall Street. It's a sixth straight day of gains for the market. Some of the largest gains are going to be in industries that have been left out of the post-election rally, and that includes healthcare companies and makers of household goods. Technology companies are also higher for a sixth straight session. Chipmaker Broadcom reported earnings at top analyst estimates, and it doubled its quarterly dividend. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day. Dow Industrial average is up 88 points, nearly half a percent, trading at 19,703. S&P 500 up 9 points, 4-tenths of a percent at 22.55. The NASDAQ is up 19 points, 1/3 of a percent at 54.35. West Texas Intermediate crude oil up 61 cents a barrel, 1.2% to 51.45. Spot gold down $11 an ounce to 11.6140. 10-year Treasury down 15 32nds with a yield of 2.4638. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Many thanks, Catherine Cattery. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg.
Croc, croc, crocodile, croc.
Signed, sealed, delivered, DocuSign. It's all about that. Certainly DocuSign, a fascinating company based here in San Francisco, one of the many unicorns here. But a company that's really hitting on all cylinders, it seems. A million transactions every day. 130,000 unique users joining using the network every day. Keith Kroc joins us right now, the CEO. Keith, good to see you.
Corey, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back.
You guys do seem to be growing really fast. Give me a sense of sort of how broad your business is right now.
Well, right now the DocuSign Global Trust Network operates in 188 countries. We have about 250,000 companies that have standardized on DocuSign, 100 million unique users. And as you mentioned, we're putting 130,000 unique users on a day. That's up from 85,000 unique users a day 6 months ago, which was up from 50,000 a year ago.
Wow, so you're not only growing, you're growing at a faster and faster rate.
We are.
Step back. What exactly do you do?
Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, step back. I was going to say, Keith, just remind our audience what you guys do.
Well, basically, we enable anyone to transact anything, anytime, anywhere on any device. So when anybody, for any reasons, come into agreement, that's what we do. And this whole new category has emerged called digital transaction management. And that's what DocuSign does.
I mean, so basically, rather than signing a stack of mortgage papers, it happens digitally.
Exactly.
Rather than signing a contract when you're a company buying, I don't know, Salesforce software, you don't fill out paperwork, you do it online.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, our enemy is paper. That's the sworn enemy. We replace that. And in a much more secure manner in terms of multiple levels of authentication, in terms of an audit trail, integrated into all kinds of workflows. So basically, what we do is we simplify everybody's life securely.
And why, the security is important because why? What happens in an unsecure environment when things are signed?
Well,
forgeries?
If you think about the documents we deal with, they're people's most important documents. Those are the ones that you sign. And so that is everything, right? And so if you look at our business, and let's just take the regulated industries, we have 14 of the top 15 largest financial institutions in the United States, 12 of the top 15 insurance companies, and 14 of the top 15 pharma companies around the world. We're using clinical drug trials, wealth transformation, all kinds of things. So the security is huge.
So you also received this sort of interesting accolade here about best places to work. And it's a great thing. It's interesting to me. But I guess something really struck me this year when we saw some leaked documents from Secretary Colin Powell, who's a member of the Salesforce board. And the leaked documents were sort of merger PowerPoint slides, if you will, about mergers that Salesforce was considering. And I was surprised to see that Salesforce considers how happy the workers are at a company as to whether or not they want to acquire it. And so it strikes me that the happiness of employees is important for a lot of interesting and weird reasons. Talk to me about how you try to generate a culture where the employees are happy to work there, not just happy to get a paycheck.
Yeah, well, I think it all starts off with having a noble cause. And we can clearly see that at DocuSign, you know, because what we're doing is we're changing the way business is done. We're changing the way people live their lives. I mean, that is a noble cause. And, you know, the other thing, too, if you think about DocuSign, now we've taken the company name and it's become a verb. I mean, certainly in the real estate business, financial services business, you know, if you're doing if you're buying a home in the United States, 95% chance that you're DocuSigning that. So that. But when you think of the DocuSign culture, it's a values-driven culture, high integrity.
Wait. So what does that mean? Because I can say, hey, listen, I'm a CEO and I run company ABC, yeah, and I want to have a company with integrity, and I want to have people who, you know, like what they're doing, and blah 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 blah. How do you do it though?
Well, so here's how we talk about it. When it comes to things like how we financially run our books, how we treat our people, how we make ethical decisions, we are beyond reproach. When you look at prototypes in the labs, when you look at experiments we're doing in the field, we'll go right up to the edge. Maybe sometimes we'll go over. But when it comes to those key decisions, that's everything. Also, respect is a huge part of that. I mean, we've got the PhD rocket scientist, computer scientists, folks, and then we also have type A sales folks and everybody in between all around the globe, and treating people with respect and integrity. At the end of the day, you know, your integrity, your reputation, nobody can take that away from you.
It's interesting, too. I mean, you know, you started, just last question, but, you know, you started another company, Reba, that grew fantastically. When you went to start DocuSign, was that something you were thinking about? Is I want to create a business where everyone treats each other with respect, where people actually like to work, and we've got to start from day one so that it stays like that?
Absolutely. So if you look at DocuSign, you look at Ariba, you look at the company before I ran, Razda, we all have a playbook. And basically that is a vision, mission, values, team rules, long-term goals, strategy, all boils down to execution. And those values are almost identical. And by the way, they're timeless.
Yeah.
Now, the key thing is you've got to live those values every day.
Interesting stuff from DocuSign, and obviously showing up in those poll results. So congratulations on that. Keith Kroc, I said, the CEO of DocuSign. Here at AM960 Studios. This is Bloomberg Markets, and this is Bloomberg.
Thank you.
Coming up, the Bloomberg Small Business Report brought to you by Carbonite, the story of businesses written in data from your first dollar to your latest quarterly statement. Make sure your story continues. Get secure automatic cloud backup from Carbonite. Learn more at carbonite.com.